Hi, Normans, it's Kylie.
Hi, good afternoon, dear Kylie. This is Normans calling from Radio SV in Riga. Oh, it will be a great pleasure, a great honor to talk with you. Thank you for your responsiveness.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
How are you? Where are you now?
I am speaking with you from Sydney, Australia, where I'm working on wrapping up The Voice Australia, the TV show.
All right. Kylie, you again will perform in Riga, this time on 2nd of November. You are very welcome. At first, we want to know, what are your memories about Latvia? After all, you have been here twice.
Yeah, I've been to Latvia twice. I had a wonderful time. I can't wait to come back. And I think the more you can return to perform for an audience, the more of a relationship you have. And I'm looking forward to another great evening.
So both previous concerts were sold out. You know, Latvian audience loves you. What special will be heard?
That's great.
Yes. What special will be heard and seen this time?
Well, I always do a pretty big show. Obviously, it's the Kiss Me Once tour, so I have a number of songs from the new album. But I always love doing the old hits. We'll do some songs like really, really old, probably older than some people in the audience, no doubt. What I need to do is find a balance of old and new songs. I have one surprise. I have one cover that I'll be doing, which I won't tell you what it is because I want to keep that as a surprise. But I have some incredible dancers. I have a band that I worked with on the Aphrodite tour. And really, we just love putting a show on. We love playing together and pleasing you, hopefully. I really want it to be an unforgettable night.
Please tell us whether the audience will have an opportunity to hear Locomotion or I Should Be So Lucky.
Oh, okay. You'll definitely be hearing Locomotion.
Oh, great.
Lucky, you know, sometimes I often do in a show, my show is, there's normally so much going on that you have to be quite, you have to stick with the plan a lot. So I always make sure I build in a part of my show where I can just talk with the audience and basically take a request. So there's every chance that I might perform the song that the audience is calling for.
Oh, got it. Who made up your concert repertoire? Does you do it by yourself?
I work with my creative director, my musical producer, and it's the same team that I've had for about 16 years now. So we all understand each other. We all try and challenge each other to do better. We drive each other crazy sometimes, but that's part of the process. I work really closely with them. And I try to listen to my fans as well. I like to see on social media which songs they're loving, which ones they want to hear.
Do you warm up your voice and body before your shows? How do you do that?
Well, I always like to do sound check. So that will be around 4 p.m. And that's when I have to start singing. If I'm being very dedicated, which sometimes I need to be, I'll start warming up my voice at 11 or 12, you know, around lunchtime, just do some of the warm-ups and exercises. Often being on the road means being quite boring aside from being on stage. You have to take care of yourself. So where I get my kicks and have the most fun is on stage and with the audience. Warming up my body, I probably, do a few stretches, but I'm a little bit lazy in that department, I have to confess.
Okay, I see. Thank you. Can you tell about your participation in Australian Voice and especially Voice of UK as coach with Ricky Wilson and Tom Jones? What does it give to you and what the show gives to you as an artist and personality?
The show is an incredible experience because it really does something that I haven't done before. Television's a different world. Actually, I started in television, so I do understand it, but being in a show like The Voice is a new experience for me. So it's a great opportunity to be involved with new artists, to remind yourself of what it's like to be starting out and to have a dream and to really be trying everything you can to bring that dream to life. So I've enjoyed it. It's challenging sometimes, for sure, with the schedule and making decisions, and it's hard having to send people home. But overall, I feel like my life is richer because of the experience. So I've enjoyed it.
As we know, due to the timing of your European tour, you won't be back for season 4. Will you miss it?
No. Well, I'll have to watch. I'll just have to be a viewer like everyone else. I will miss it, and I already said that to the team. I said, oh, when the show's airing, there'll be part of me going, that's my chair. Who's in my chair? So I'm genuinely, I'm a fan of the show, so I'll be watching.
Okay. Now I want to talk a little about your acting career and film list, which is quite impressive. Mm-hmm. In which movie or show or working with whom director you enjoyed most?
Oh, I would have to say the most recent one was Holy Motors, which was directed by Leos Carax, a French mm-hmm. director. A very independent-minded man, and I loved it. And it was quite unexpected for me to be in that film, so I adored the experience. I just shot a little cameo in a film, the latest film with Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. That was lots of fun.
You have worked also with Baz Luhrmann. As we know, recently you watched his musical Strictly Ballroom. So please tell us, what does one Australian creatively can give to other?
Well, a lot. There's so many Australians doing so well around the world. I think we're proud of ourselves. We're proud as a nation that we, for a relatively small population, we're reaching many parts of the world. Baz Luhrmann is a fine example as such an incredible director, and to have worked with him as Absinthe the Green Fairy was incredible. I would love to work with him again because I'm a super fan.
Great. You are called as a goddess of pop, princess of pop, and queen of pop. What title would you would prefer to be remembered?
Out of those three?
Yeah.
Hey, they're all amazing. I don't mind. Any one of those is great. Maybe don't mind. Goddess is pretty incredible. I think that came around... That came about because of Aphrodite being a goddess, but literally just to be remembered would be a great start. So people can remember me how they like.
Okay, now back to the music. What are your musical influences, and how have they changed your perception of music during your musical career?
Oh, that's a little tricky to answer because I started getting into music when I was 8, and then kind of around 12, 13, 14, I moved from ABBA and Greece to Prince, to Cyndi Lauper, Whitney Houston, Madonna, lots and lots of different artists. And then when I moved to London and started to really become part of the music scene there, my taste broadened even further. And now I'm just a music fan. There's not one particular genre that I solely listen to, but I will always be a pop fan, that's for sure.
It is very interesting because many musical and entertainers have cited Minogue as an influence, including Madonna, Katy Perry, Destiny's Child, and others. Can you formulate in one sentence, who is Kylie Minogue?
I don't think I can. That's impossible. I know. I don't think I could. But I do appreciate that my audience are open-minded with me, because when I first started out, well, firstly, I was an actress, and there was plenty of people saying, well, you're an actress, you can't be a singer, which I didn't understand. So anyway, I persisted. And I believe that my audience can see that, as I believe a person should be, multifaceted and be able to show different aspects of their personality through music. So, a song like Spinning Around or Can't Get You Out of My Head is very different to a duet with Nick Cave, Where the Wild Roses Grow. So I believe I'm many things, and it would make my life easier if I just was able to really answer your question and say who I am and how to describe myself. But I think it's an ongoing process, and I'm still trying to learn about myself.
All right. right. Thank you. It will be enough. So what kind of music do you like? And if you have a free time, what do you prefer to do? Reading books, watching TVs, running in the park, or anything else?
All of those things. I don't get to go to the movies very often, but I did go the other night with a few friends and we had a great time. I like to have people over for dinner. I like to sometimes see nobody, stay home, alone, quiet, really just not have any noise or any distraction. But generally, I like to just see friends and family.
Do you attend concerts or festivals? If yes, which ones?
Most recent concerts I went to were Justin Timberlake and Beyonce, which were both fantastic shows. I love to go and see live shows. I absolutely love it. And that's when I see a show, firstly, I enjoy it as a fan. Secondly, my professional brain is going, thinking, how did they do that? That was a great idea, blah, blah, blah. And then thirdly, I just want to get on stage myself. So I can't wait to get back on the road and bring Kiss Me Once Tour to life, and can't wait to see you in Riga.
Well, many thanks, Kelly, for this short interview. And at last...
Thank you so much.
And at last, we would like to record Radio ID with you. Would you mind?
Sure. Hey, this is Kylie Minogue, and you're listening to Radio SBH.
Oh, thank you, dear Kylie, again, and see you in Riga, November this year. God bless you, Kylie.
Okay. Thank you so much. You too. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.